Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm host Paul Vogelzang, and this is episode 221. I love this time of year. It's the start of baseball season. I grew up rooting for the San Francisco Giants, attending 40 to 50 games a year at the old Candlestick Park, because I was born in San Francisco and we lived there for many years. Certainly, one of my favorite players, also Bay Area born and raised, was Keith Hernandez, although not a Giant. Of course, Keith Hernandez is well known, widely respected, and is a five-time All-Star first baseman who won the World Series championships with the St. Louis Cards in 1982 and the New York Mets in 1986. Keith Hernandez also won the National League MVP award and the batting title in 1979, and he earned 11 straight Gold Glove awards from 1978 to 1988. He played Little League and high school ball with fellow pro pitcher Bob McClure in the town of Pacifica, California, not too far away from San Francisco, and he became a baseball analyst for the Mets in 2006 in his retirement. Keith Hernandez was inducted to the New York Mets Hall of Fame and was selected as the Mets' all-time first baseman by a panel of sports writers and broadcasters that included Marty Noble, Mike Lubica, Gary Cohen, Howie Rose, among many others. Keith Hernandez played alongside Daryl Strawberry on the 1986 World Champion Mets. Keith Hernandez has had a fantastic, amazing life and baseball career. He's also written a new book entitled I'm Keith Hernandez. And as an aside, Keith will be reading from that book in just a bit, but I want to give you just a real quick review, and then we'll hear from Keith in a couple of ways. He's going to read, and then we're going to interview him. I was honored to be given an advanced copy of the book. I will say right up front that I think Keith is a real pro and a real classy guy, and so I really enjoyed the book. We all know that Keith Hernandez revolutionized the role of first baseman, and during his illustrious career with the World Series winning St. Louis Cardinals and New York Mets, he was a perennial fan favorite, certainly one of mine. He earned the Gold Gloves that I mentioned. He was this National League co-MVP. He had a batting title to his name. But it was this unique blend, really, I thought, of intelligence and humor and talent, not to mention his leadership skills. And he also played some pretty good pranks on some of his fellow players. And then that competitive temperament that I thought just transcended the sport and propelled him to a level of renown that few other athletes have achieved, including his memorable appearances on the television show Seinfeld, where, of course, the name I'm Keith Hernandez comes from. You can read all about that in the book. But now, in the book, with this striking mix of candor and self-reflection, Hernandez takes us along on his journey to baseball immortality. There are hellacious bus rides and south-the-border escapades of his minor league years, his major league benchings, unending plate adjustments, and role in one of the most exciting batting races in history against Pete Rose. Indeed, from the Little League fields of Northern California and Pacifica, California, to the dusty proving grounds of AAA ball, to the grand stages of Busch Stadium and beyond, I'm Keith Hernandez reveals as much about America's favorite pastime as it does about Keith Hernandez himself. What emerges in this book to me is this honest and compelling assessment of the game's past, its present, and the future. It's a great memoir that showcases one of baseball's most unique and experienced minds at his very best. I loved the book. I felt like Keith was talking directly to me, talking baseball, reliving some of those plays, players, and those days. I've always loved baseball, and this book is how I feel about the game. Of course, you know, I mentioned I'm a San Francisco Giants fan, but Keith was always one of the game's standouts in my mind. My dad loved baseball too, and we'd listen to Giants games broadcast on San Francisco's KNBR radio, and I won't forget those days with my dad or those games in which Keith played and listening to the play-by-play announcers talk about what a great player Keith was. I think what's refreshing about the book is that it largely focuses on this period from about 1972 through 1979, covering Keith's development from Class A minor leaguer to National League, where he was the co-MVP. It allows Keith to tell good, specific stories about people he met, the adjustments he made, the doubts, and the fears he felt along the way. And there's a measure of self-awareness and introspection that's refreshing, if it's kind of uncommon, even, some of these days. Throughout the book are these snapshots, these moments from Keith's childhood, including a very supportive mother and a highly demanding, borderline abusive ex-baseball player father. And his current life as a Mets broadcaster who regularly commutes from the Hamptons to the Mets ballpark. These are just some wonderful stories, and this is just a fantastic book, especially Keith Hernandez's candor as a kind of a self-admitted dinosaur, but he never fails to admit that he has this wonderful joy for the game, and that comes out in the book. Let's listen for just a second in Keith's words as he reads from his new book, and we'll follow with our interview.
I love baseball, but I find most books about baseball players boring. There seems to be a standard template for how to write them. Maybe it's because there are so many of these books out there, but it feels like they've become a paint-by-numbers exercise dictating what you talk about and how you talk about it. Forget that. I'm Keith Hernandez. I want to write this my way. When I was a kid, my father would come home from his 24-hour fireman shift and bring fresh San Francisco sourdough bread from the local bakery. If we were lucky, he would also have stopped by the Spanish market and picked up chorizo sausage. The bread would still be warm from the baker's oven, and Mom would spread some butter and jelly over it and give it to my brother and me. Soft on the inside with a crust that made your teeth work just the right amount. It was wonderful. I want to make this book something like that. Something that you can set your teeth into and say, Keith, that's pretty good. More, please. So I'll need to keep things easy and moving along. I want you to feel some of the spontaneity I feel when I reflect. And I have specific periods I want to focus on. In the broadcast booth, I find that when you try to talk about everything, you wind up saying nothing. People just tune you out, and even if they don't, they can't possibly learn very much. I want to talk about my development as a baseball player and how it got me to the major leagues. I want to talk about how I gained the confidence to thrive in the big leagues despite a grueling haul. And finally, I want to talk about how my development as a young player affects how I see the game today from my seat in the broadcast booth. Because I've spent most of my life around baseball, I have good stories to tell, and I love sharing them with others. Like the other night, I was sitting at a table at Harvest on Fort Pond in Montauk, New York, with my good friends Paul and Chantal Weinhold. The place was packed with folks enjoying the cozy environment and excellent food, and I had brought a couple of bottles from my wine cellar for the table. We were happy, and the talk was easy and fun. It's always that way with Paul and Chantal, a married couple I've known since my playing days with the Mets. Footnote. I met Paul, whose nickname is the Mayor, because he can start a conversation with anybody, at the old Vertical Club, which was located on 60th Street between 1st and 2nd Avenue, right by the 59th Street Bridge. End footnote. Somewhere along the way, we started talking about baseball, specifically this year's Mets team. Paul, who's a psychologist and finds the mental aspects of the game fascinating, asked about a Mets starting pitcher, a flamethrower, who was successful at getting batters out but had a tough time holding them on base during the rare occasions they got on. The opposing team had made 5 swipes against him a few nights earlier. "He's been doing it one way for years," Paul said, referring to the pitcher's delivery to home plate. "And now people expect him to change? Can he?" "Why not?" I said. "Doc Gooden did it early in his major league career. He had the same issue." "But how difficult is that sort of adjustment?" Chantal asked. "After all, like the rest of us, aren't baseball players creatures of habit?" I said it would take time, and yes, some players got stuck when opponents exposed a weakness. "It's more about mental toughness than the actual adjustment, I said, and I told them how Nolan Ryan would storm around in between pitches, strutting like John Wayne, ready for a gunfight in the town square. You got the feeling that, if he had to, Nolan could throw the ball with his other hand and still find a way to get batters out. For this guy in the Mets, he's got to tap into that sort of mentality. This is my mound, and I will do anything to protect it. After that, it just becomes a matter of decreasing his delivery time to home plate while not giving up any of his outstanding stuff. It's that simple. Then I recalled a story I had been told years earlier. To me, it defines that territorial attitude a pitcher must have to be successful.
My thanks to our guest today. And please check out our website at notold-better.com for more information and conversation. And thanks to all of you, my wonderful audience, for your charming, encouraging, and advice-driven emails with show and topic suggestions. Please keep them coming at info@notold-better.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at notoldbetter. And you can find us on Facebook as well. We are Not Old Better there on Facebook. Podcasts of the Not Old Better Show are available on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also on Amazon's Alexa. How are you today, Alexa?
I'm doing great.
Alexa, play the Not Old Better podcast.
Getting the latest episode of the Not Old Better Show. Here it is from TuneIn.
You can always find us online at notold-better.com, where you can find all of our archives. You can share a link, you can get in touch, and I look forward to hearing from you. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and please, everyone, let's talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.